How we doing? It's always a pleasure to see you guys on a Monday. Another opportunity for us to get to know each other better. All that good stuff. Well, another tough loss for our football team. I think I've been saying that every week. But I like the fight in our players. I think our players are playing extremely hard. We got to continue to work that way, continue to get better. We're doing a good job of stressing fundamentals and techniques and things we got to play better. And I think the guys are, I think they bought into the process of how we do things. I think they enjoy the process. There's no question we need to go get a win to validate a lot of the things we've done. But we continue to stub our toe a little bit in some areas, and we just got to continue to fight to get over that hump. But we're not going to stop doing what we do. I'm more determined. I say that every week than ever before, and it's really because of our players. I mean, they come in with the right attitude, with the right mindset. We got a good group of veteran leadership and players who understand what we're trying to do and how hard it is. But at the same time, I think they've enjoyed the process that we've gone through trying to get there. And we know it's coming. And when it's coming, that's the part that's hard for all because we don't know, but we know that it will get there. So we'll just continue to stay the course, but do some things better. You know, you can't keep doing what you're doing. You'll keep getting what you get. And that's what I tell our guys. But so we got to do it better. You know, so we're going to ask for more and expect more and coach them to do more. So that's what we'll do. On the injury front, you know, I just want to clear all these things up. I mean, there's a lot of them, so just let me kind of work through it. Jordan Poirier, who I've texted with quite a few times, obviously has a lacerated kidney. He still remains in hospital for observation. Hope he'll be released here soon so he can get back with his teammates. But I know he wants to be back with his teammates battling with those guys. I think he always, like most of our players do, they feel like when they're not around these guys, like they're letting them down. He's not. He took a major hit, and obviously that's going to take some time for him to heal from. Terrell Pryor has a hamstring injury, and we'll see how he goes through the week. Hopefully that's not a big issue, but we'll work on that. Marcus Burley has a hamstring issue that will require some missed time. So we'll see that as it goes as well. Josh McCowan, his status is unchanged. He's not been cleared to totally return to the field, but we'll continue to work with him that way. He'll continue to practice and be where he needs to be. Randall Telfer, we'll hope he will return to practice this week and be able to go out and play. Xavier Cooper, the hope for him is that he'll be able to return also and be able to play in this game as well. Corey Coleman, his status is unchanged at this point. You know, he hasn't been cleared to practice. So we'll see where he is. And Robert Griffin III, his status is unchanged too. So we'll keep pushing on those guys. Hopefully we'll get some of these guys back soon, though. And that's kind of where we are from an injury standpoint.
Is there still a chance that he could be cleared to play this Sunday?
I don't know that for sure. I think we'll go through the week and see exactly where he is. But, I mean, I'm never going to say never. But right now, I would think probably not. So we'll see how it goes through the week.
You mentioned, how are Jordan's spirits, player?
Good. No, he is. He is. You know, he was playing good, too. And he had probably, in my opinion, had one of his best weeks of practice. And I think he was looking to have a tremendous game, and that's a blow for us because he's one of our better players. So, but we want to wish him well and speedy recovery.
That play got flagged, obviously, but should that play even be allowed in the league, Hugh? I mean, that if you want to talk about targeting, the guy had basically a 20-yard free run at him there.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think you guys know how I feel about this. It's football, you know. I don't think. And you do, you have an assignment, you have a guy to block, and the guy's clearly in your sights, and you see him, whether he's 25, you know. I don't think the player was trying to intentionally hurt him. I think he was trying to do his job, which was block him, and he did. He blocked him, and might let with his head a little bit, but that's what he got flagged for. So, that's part of this game. I don't know that. You know, I think, you know, obviously a kidney's a serious thing. So I hope we can. But if we don't, I do understand that, too, because that's something that's very serious. I'm sorry. No one has spoken to me about a concussion. It's been more about the kidney than anything.
Talked about the two-point conversion.
Absolutely.
After that, though, you're down by nine. Mm-hmm. About a minute 17, you had the ball at the 34-yard line. Were you thinking field goal first, and if not, why not?
Well, no, I wasn't, because I think you need to kind of know exactly what you're going to need in these possessions, you know, whether you're going to need to onside kick or not. And the only way to know that is you got to take a shot at going for two. So it gives you a better idea of what you're going to need within the next possession. So we went forward, you make it, it's 21-28, right? You know, and that's what it would have been. I mean, obviously, and then you don't. So now you know you're going to have to kick the field goal and now onside kick. Oh, I'm sorry.
After that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Down by nine.
Mm-hmm.
A minute 17 left. You got the ball at the Tennessee 34-yard
line. Right.
You need 10 points. Why
right.
Why not kick a field goal on first down?
Why not kick a field goal on first now?
Well, as soon as you get in the field, you got to score.
No, I know, but y'all, right. That situation, to me, I want to go for the touchdown, you know, and see if we can onside kick after that. I think you need to score. I know what you're thinking, have more time to see if you can do it. Well, you give them more time, too, to go make some plays. So I think, you know, we played it the best way we could at that time. I don't think I would have changed that thought. I think we go and we try to score like we did and then try to go back and onside kick the ball.
If you had made the two and you scored a touchdown again, would you have kicked or gone for the win?
Can't tell you that. Had to be in that situation to do it. I would have had to have been right there to do that one. That would have been fun. I know what our players would have said, go win the game, you know, but old Coach Jackson probably would have kicked it, you know. So, yeah, I would have. That would be a fun situation to be in, though. I promise you guys that. But,
I think I see the analytics on both sides of that argument.
Uh-huh.
But is there kind of a psychological variable, though, that, okay, we kick the extra point, we're down by eight, we only need a score and a conversion instead of chasing that point earlier?
You know, and you're right, there's two sides of it, you know, but I think at that particular point in time, I felt very comfortable and still do with the decision that we made, you know, to, hey, look, let's try to go forward here so we know exactly where we are and what we're needed. The morale of the team was great. You know, I don't think to a man anybody was concerned or questioned the decision that I made for a football team. So when I look back at it, trust me, you guys made me think of it all night, okay? I turned, tossed, pillow over my head, cover over my head, say, Hugh, okay? I've even called everybody that was involved with this with me, and I feel even more good about what we decided to do now today than even I did yesterday, you know? So, again, you know, I know there's two sides to every situation there, and I respect how you all feel. But I feel very comfortable with the decision that we made for our team.
How does analytics play into that? I mean, did you guys go with, you know, the analytics part of it more so than what you may have done as offensive coordinator?
No, I don't, Mary Kay. I don't think that was it. You know, again, even when I was a coordinator at Cincinnati, you know, there was someone who I talked to. And same thing here, you know. And again, we go through these things. We play all these different scenarios, you know, as I'm walking and talking and calling plays and trying to get in the end zone. And you think through it, you know, the best you can. And I felt very comfortable with the decision that I made to say, hey, look at here. Let's go for it right here and see if we can make two. And honestly, I felt very comfortable with the call. And when I look back at the call, we had a great opportunity to make it, you know. We got to pull the trigger at that time, and we didn't.
This is about the pass rush. Is there anything at all that you guys could do to get more pressure on the quarterback? How serious a problem?
Well, I mean, we obviously, I think our guys are trying as hard as they can. I mean, outside of, you know, blitzing everybody, which we've done that at times too, we just got to try to play better fundamentally, you know, across the board. It's obviously, it's been an issue. I think we all know that. We don't run from that, and we know we got to get better at it. But I think our guys are trying as hard as they can, And again, that's all I can ask for. They need to give us everything we have, and if we're not good enough to get there, then we're not good enough to get there. But I think our guys are scrapping and clawing and trying to get there, and we're going to continue to harp on the fundamentals of getting there, and I truly believe we'll get these things done. We got 10 more opportunities to get this thing done right.
You, Cam Irving, after the game, looked a little, I don't know, distressed. He doesn't show up on the injury report.
Right.
But how do you feel he played, and are you satisfied with what you're getting out of him?
Well, I mean, it was his first game back. You know, I think he had been out for a while, as we know. And, again, the practices right now, it's not like training camp practice. So that was like another first game for him, if you really go back and think through it, you know. And, again, that was exhausting, you know, for him. He hadn't probably played that many snaps since the last time we played Baltimore, to be honest with you. So it was a tough spot for him to be in, but I thought he battled. You know, he battled as hard as he could. There's some things he's going to clean up and needs to clean up as we continue to move forward. But, again, here's a guy that hadn't practiced a lot of football or played a lot this season, you know, because he's been out here lately. And he hit the ground running against a good defensive front. And so some things that, you know, like I said, we got to get better at, he has to get better at over this week of practice. But I think, you know, going in there and battling and fighting, put him right back in that frame of mind, what it's going to be like as he moves throughout the rest of the season.
Trigger wasn't pulled fast enough. When you talked about Ricardo when he was
and probably just the whole process of that, you know, from the snap to the first progression, the second progression, you know, I think, again, you know, in that situation, we had a chance to make that thing work, and some things just didn't unfold correctly. So the execution is what I should say didn't happen the way it could have, which I thought, you know, we had the right play call in the right situation. We just didn't execute it as well as we could.
Talk about what you're seeing in Kessler in terms of his development as a quarterback in the NFL.
He's growing. You know, he's growing week to week. You know, one week is standing in the pocket and make plays, and yesterday was making plays outside the pocket. He made some huge plays outside the pocket. You know, he continues to impress with his courage. You know, he stands in there. He gets walloped a few times. He gets back up, and he stands up, and on he goes, you know. So that's pro football. You know, nobody likes a quarterback getting hit that much. I know I don't, and it's something we got to get better at still. But to watch our quarterback play under duress and still make plays, you know, that's part of playing in the National Football League. Now, there's some third down things we can do better and need to do better, but I think he's growing, you know, week by week, moment by moment, play by play. So he's got to continue to do that.
Are you giving him a little more of the offense each week too?
I don't know that I've ever held back, you know, for him, because he's cerebral enough to handle it all. But, you know, we are doing a little bit more. I think you guys would even have alluded to it, that we start off throwing the ball a little bit more than we have in the past, because there's a lot of trust there. I do trust him. He's making plays, and he's got to continue to do so.
The first quarter seemed like you and your play calling was a step ahead of LeBeau. They weren't getting near Kessler that first quarter. And then things changed. Did he adjust or did?
Nah, the game adjusts sometimes, not so much him. We still have plays there to be made, you know. I think the biggest Achilles heel for us the other day was our third down conversion rate, you know. And that's the first place when I look at Cody's performance that he needs to continue to step up. I mean, again, he's playing against a very experienced defensive coordinator who tried to do some things to throw us off a little bit, and I would think he succeeded in that endeavor. You know, I thought Dick did a good job that way, but we still have plays there to be made. We just didn't make them, you know, and that's not just Cody. Again, young quarterback from week to week, it's going to be something, you know, that just doesn't go is right. I mean, no one's played a perfect game yet. I hadn't seen it, you know, but this guy's playing as good as I've had in a long time. There's no question about that. And there's some things he can still do better to play even better. So we got to get those things corrected and move forward. He's fine, you know. I'm sure he's sore. I'm sore too, you know, right up and down that sideline. He gets you sore, but he, I mean, his soreness is probably a little different than mine, but he's this guy's a battler, you know, and he is. And You know, that's the one thing I do love about him. The guy fights and he battles, and but I'm sure he's sore. But if I know him, he's ready to go. If we had to play today, he'd go out and play.
I know you mentioned Josh probably wanted to be cleared to go this week. So, I mean, is Cody the starter for Sunday?
I mean, he will be if there's no question. I mean, he's our starting quarterback right now. I think I'm not going to get into a debate about, you know, who the quarterback is right now, especially when one is still not even cleared. So Cody's the quarterback, and on we go.
The patient's getting a little thin with Joe
Hayden.
Get him on the field.
No, I mean, I watched the workout, and look, I like to have all our good players out there. But if a guy's injured, I think you guys know, I'm not going to put him out there so guys can injure themselves even more. So I'm not going to say I'm impatient with Joe. I watched the workout, and he looked like he could not do it. I watched, you know, the play here in practice when it happened. So hopefully, you know, again, in fairness to Joe, he hadn't played a lot of football too, you know, a lot of time, you know. So here it is, the normal wear and tear of going all the time and playing, and you get these little tweaks here and there, and we just got to work through that, those soft tissue things. But do I want all our guys out there that can play? Yes, I do. But if there's something that's not going to let them play and give us everything they have, then we got to do the best job we can to make sure that we take care of them so that they can finish the season for us.
What did New England and Tennessee now do to take away that running game that was so good for you the first 4 weeks?
Well, I think, you know, I'll give New England credit and I'll give Tennessee credit too. But I think finally for me, I'm being very honest, I just think, you know, we got some new pieces in there. You know, the center position, having a guy that hadn't played in a while is different. You know, having a left guard is a little bit different, you know, but I'm not going to make excuses. We can do better than what we did. You know, we have to get our run game reestablished somehow, some way. It's been off track for the last 2 weeks, and the teams that have played us have done a decent job. We just, you know, again, we're stumbling a little bit in that area. And as I said after the game, that's an area I have to get fixed, and I will. You know, I'm confident in that.
Off the bruised lung, do you still feel confident that he has all the physical tools and whatever else it takes to be a good starting center for you?
I do, Mary, but I think it's still real early. You know, I think we need more time. We need more evidence, you know, of sustained playing, you know, to say anything or do anything. I think Cam Irving is doing good. You know, again, can we do some things better? Yeah, but let's give him time. You know, let's not write a script on him yet. You know, let's let him earn a right to have a script written on him first and foremost.
Do you blame the offensive line changes for the protection issues as well?
No, I mean, I'm not blaming anything. I mean, I'm not. If I'm gonna blame anybody, I'm blame myself for anything that goes on with our offense. So please hear me clearly. Anything that you guys see or you feel that is not working, whether it's the run game, protection, or anything, that's not our players. That starts with me. So I need to do a better job of putting our guys in position to make plays and be better. And that's what we'll do. Now, that being said, have we had different people, you know, in different spots? Yes. And I think everybody knows that's tough. You know, that's just part of it. But we're not going to make that as an excuse. You know, we're going to try to grow from that because that is this league, you know, and we've mixed and matched almost every week. That's okay, you know, and some weeks teams are going to do certain things to you because you are, and some teams are not, you know, so it is what it is. You know, we had a chance, regardless of what the run game was yesterday, to win this game, you know, and we didn't get a chance to finish it, and it takes all three phases to do that. It takes defense, offense, and special teams, and so as a team, we lost to Tennessee. Not one unit, not offense, not defense, not special team. We lost as a football team. Somebody's beeping up here.
The special teams unit continues to have some pretty costly mistakes, especially with penalties. You had a flag on a punt that wasn't even returned yesterday. I know you're not making any excuses or anything like that, but how do you get that corrected? I mean, that's something that has been fairly consistent through the first 6 weeks. All right,
we got to coach better. You know, we got to coach them better. We got to become an intelligent football team, a smarter football team that way. You know, we can't, like you said, we can't hit guys in the back. You know, we're not helping ourselves that way. So we got to get them to do it. You know, that's our job.
Thank you.